And we were talking about kitchen utensils yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And this one that is like this. You use it to pour.
A funnel.
And if you were horseback riding and you wanted your horse to go faster, what would you, you know, hit him with?
I don't know. I don't know what you'd call it. A switch or something.
What about a long time ago when they were driving horses, you know, and like in a buggy, they would have a long...
A whip?
Now, did you ever see anybody like use mules or oxen or anything like that?
Mules, maybe, but not oxen.
Well, how would they... What would they use on those? Would they use... Do you know?
I don't know.
What about, talking about buying things in the store again, what about if you bought some fruit, like if you wanted 10 pounds of apples or something?
Mm-hmm.
What would the grocer put those in?
Well, a lot of times they're already in plastic bags. If they're not, you usually rip off a plastic bag, one of those rolls, and put them in that.
Anything else you could put them in? Any other kind of bag?
Paper bag.
Well, tell me about the different sizes of those. You know, are the different kinds of paper and plastic bags?
No, they're pretty standard for fruit and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, is there like a measured
Mm-mm.
size?
No.
Well, what size do you mean when you say pretty standard?
I don't know exactly how many it would hold. Let's see. Maybe if it was apples, maybe about 12 apples or something like that. But not like a bushel or a peck or something like that, like they used to measure them in.
And then you said that you bought flour in a sack. Now, would you buy, I mean, how would you buy sugar, like, you know, 50 pounds? What would that come in?
In a sack.
Would that, what would it be made of? What material?
Oh, gosh. It would be paper.
What about one made of a cloth? What would you call that?
A bag or a sack, same thing.
Is a bag and a sack the same thing?
Yeah.
Are there different sizes of this cloth, you know, you think of right now?
I'm sure there's all ranging from maybe 2 pounds to, like you said, 50 pounds in sugar, flour.
And then there's a kind of a bag or a sack, whatever, that has a... It's made out of some real coarse sort of khaki color.
Burlap.
What do you call it?
Burlap sack.
What would that be? I mean, what would come in that?
Maybe some kind of feed or something, but not something that you'd buy in a grocery store.
Have you ever heard them call anything else?
Not that I can think of.
And so what size is that? Do they come in different sizes, or is there one size you think of from...
I usually think of 50 pounds.
And a long time ago, when people, you know, took corn to the mill or something, you know, do you know how much would you say that they would take at a time?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, what if you carried some wood or something, and you carried this much? How much would you say you would carry?
50 pounds.
But then you say, well, I had a whole
armload. Is that what you mean?
And have you ever heard the expression turn or something?
No.
And what about if you had a wagon or something, and you were hauling, you were carrying some stuff in it, and you didn't have a full load, you know, you'd say, well, I just had a what?
I don't know what you call it.
What are you putting that up to burn?
Light bulb?
And if you wash your clothes and then you want to take them out to hang them up to dry, what do you take them out in?
Laundry basket.
And how do you buy nails?